Patrol, local law enforcement. They're calling it the summer of heat. We'll talk about DUIs, see how the numbers stacked up for this past Memorial Day weekend with local defense attorney and DUI expert Jay Tiftikjian. He joins us on the news line coming up next.
6:50, April's as boss Stephen Tubbs on Colorado's Morning News, wrapping up a busy holiday weekend for travelers on the roads. You know, it was also a busy weekend for law enforcement as they arrested drunk drivers. Let's get into that with Denver DUI attorney Jay Tiftikjian. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are my morning friends?
Oh, we're so good this morning. Nice and sunny out. Any idea, though, how many arrests we're talking about over that long holiday weekend?
April, the numbers are not fully in yet, but it looks like they're going to either equal or surpass last year. There's been about one-third of the law enforcement agencies that have actually reported so far to CDOT.
Yeah, and Jace, just some of the numbers coming in, at least 130. But last year, some of the stats you sent us, I couldn't believe, 423 DUI arrests over the Memorial Day weekend, 95 different agencies kind of tallying up those numbers, right?
It's not good, but you have to also factor in that the law enforcement that's dedicated to DUI enforcement is increased by about 3 to 4 times over this weekend. So if you were to increase the, you know, if you increase the law enforcement for prostitution by 5%, you're going to get a lot more prostitution cases, too. That being said, these numbers are not good, and they're scary, and we all have to do better as a society.
What are you seeing for stoned drivers this year since we're, 6 months into the new marijuana laws?
There's more calls that we're getting in our office for people who are arrested for marijuana cases. But I don't see as much of an increase as we all thought initially. It's alcohol is still king, and most of the cases that are coming in are alcohol-related.
Jay, let's go back to the alcohol-related crashes and just arrests as well. As you know, the felony DUI proposal down at the state legislature failed. What's your take on that? Why did it fail, especially after we were looking at that one case where the teenager was killed and the guy had 3 prior DUI convictions?
The legislature set it aside because the research out there does not show that having a felony DUI, where you're going to put people in prison for a third or fourth offense, is actually going to do anything to reduce recidivism. So there's a lot of states that have a felony DUI. Those states have just as many DUI cases, just as many multiple offender cases as states that don't. So if we're going to take all this money, you know, $15 million, however much it's going to be to put people in prison, why don't we take that money and figure out how do we not get to that point? How do we get more treatment or better resources for people on first offenses or second offenses so that they don't commit third offenses or fourth offenses?
What's your recommendation? You're a small person. You've had a glass or two of wine at a restaurant. You're driving home. Maybe you take your eyes off the road a minute. You swerve or something. You get pulled over. What are your rights? What should you do with law enforcement?
First off, you shouldn't be in that situation. I go out. I won't even have alcohol just because I know what I know, and I'm so scared of ever getting pulled over and having a police officer even smell it in the car. But if you're in that situation, they're going to ask you to get out of the car. They're going to ask you to do roadside sobriety tests. There is no punishment for refusing those tests, so I wouldn't do them. And I don't think most people could do them when they're stone sober under that circumstance, under the nerves that they're going to have with a police officer directing them and ordering them what to do. And then they're going to arrest you, and they're going to ask you if you'll take a blood or a breath test, only blood if it's drug-related. And then you have to make a choice as far as whether or not you're going to do that. And with the new laws that are out this year, the driver's license consequences are not as severe if someone were to refuse a test. So if someone does have a prior on the record from no matter when it is, if I were sitting next to them in the car, I'd tell them to refuse the test if they feel like they do have alcohol or drugs in their system.
Real quick, because we got to run, but the, I guess, even first offense, how much are we talking money-wise if you are going all the way to conviction and that's on your record?
The most you can get money wise from a first offense is $1,000 fine, but the mandatory court costs, surcharges, insurance increases, cost of interlock, cost of alcohol therapy that the court's going to make you do, cost of an attorney, you're looking at well over $10,000 just to go through that process.
Wow, and maybe more for your second offense. Jay, thanks for the time this morning.
Absolutely.